Rabbi Naiman asked me to interrupt. We're learning the halachas of Mira La'akam and talk about the halachas of getting a haircut Erev Shabbos, Bar Goymer. What is clarified the halachas? There's some confusion on that point. Our minig is during this period of the Omer, we're knowing a velus. The velus actually expresses itself in two ways, two basic ways. One is that people do not get married during that time. There's the minig not to have chasta during that time. And that's been extended to dancing, shira, etc., those type of things. And the second one is a minig not to get a haircut and shave. Those are the two expressions of a velus that we have for the period of the Omer. Al Nagba Omer, most of you are familiar, if Minag Ashkenazim, we are Noiga Hetzer, both of those things, both Chasna and getting a Tasperis, getting a haircut, shaving, etc. Minag Shulchan Aruch is the way to Lamadala Omer, the 30th or 4th day of the Omer. But that's a Minag Ashkenazim. The Ramah says in a situation where, as this year, Lag Barmer comes out, and next year also, Tavshanayin Aleph would also be the same, that Lag Barmer comes out on a Motzi Shabbos, so a person is going to be taking a haircut and shaving, etc., on Yom Rishon, it's Mistarber that it's going to be Mutter, he says, on Erev Shabbos already, the covered Shabbos, it's not right that Erev Shabbos, you don't shave, you don't take a haircut, and right away after Shabbos, you're taking a haircut and shaving. Therefore, the Ramah says the minig is, and this is the minig for the Ashkenazim again, not for Sephardim, the minig for Ashkenazim, that it's going to be, the Kav HaChaim points that out, that it's not in the game for Sephardim because they have to wait till Lama Dalit. For Ashkenazim, it's permitted to take a haircut and shave already from Erev Shabbos. You do not have to wait till Yom Rishon to do that. Actually, Ramah seems to say you should do it already Erev Shabbos if you're planning to do so. This heter starts. Beaker starts with Yom Shishi by the day, in the morning, not the night before. If a person has a need that cannot do it during the day, he should ask a halacha shaila by his local Orthodox rabbi. This heter only applies to taking haircuts and shaving. These are things which are done the Kavod Shabbos. Listening to music, etc., those things which a person normally would wait till Lag BaOmer, there's no heter to start that on Erev Shabbos, because, well, it's Lag BaOmer already. It's like a per Meshulish. It's like Lag BaOmer Meshulish, you know. Erev Shabbos, Motzi Shabbos, you know. There's no heter for chasnas, music, all those things, whatever we're knowing, that Isser of Avelis, that waits till the day of Lag BaOmer itself. But with regards to taking a haircut and shaving, a person can already do that from tomorrow, from Erev Shabbos. I do want to point out, this year also, similarly, we'll have the same situation. Shashimei Agbola start right after Shabbos. And the minig for people who keep the sphere from the second half of the sphere, during the Shashimei Agbola, the last 3 days before Shavuos, the third, the fourth, and the fifth day of Sivan, they're knowing that they're to take haircuts and to shave. So does that heter apply to Erev Shabbos? So Shabbos is the base Sivan. Erev Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Sivan is Erev Shabbos. So does that heter apply to Rosh Chodesh Sivan? So first you should know that there's a Mishabur does mention, for people who have the minig of the Yehuda Chassid in his Savoah, he says that a person should not take a haircut and shave on Rosh Chodesh, even when it comes out on Erev Shabbos. So some people have that minig anyway. So, but a person does not have that minig, is he allowed to do it on Erev Shabbos? So Moshe passes on a tshuva that he may not. It's not the same, and he gives a reason why he feels it's not the same. And also brought down from a Riyashiv Shlita that a Riyashiv also felt that it's not the same, and a person would have to wait till after Shabbos in order to take a haircut or to shave. There are those which do permit it, and if a person has a need to, again, he should ask his local Orthodox rabbi. You should be aware that do not extrapolate that it's automatically the same, because there are those, our Gedolei Poskim, the recent Poskim, which have pointed out that it's not automatically the same. The two are different. But again, but for starting tomorrow, a person can take a haircut and have a shave. Have a good morning.